And you've got it on KHUM, and our Stop the Violence, Start the Healing campaign continues. Today, we are looking at racism, discrimination, hate groups, and the like here in Humboldt County. Yes, here in Humboldt County. It has been long understood that there is a presence with the KKK here in Humboldt County. Some people even refer to McKinleyville as McClanleyville sometimes. If you doubt that, just Google KKK McKinleyville and boom, it'll show up. There are many different articles. But there is racism happening and discrimination happening here in Humboldt County that's a little bit more nefarious because it is happening under the guise of service organizations. And there is an organization that has come to light that actually a lot of good people have joined, thinking that they're going to be helping the community. But there is some secret stuff going on that most of us don't know about that we are going to bring to light today. And we've got one of the members of this organization here with us today. We have disguised their voice because they want to remain anonymous. And that allows us to communicate a little more openly. So thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the group that we are talking about is Take Back Eureka. This is a group that ostensibly started as a Facebook group and has expanded to regular meetings. To be part of the group, of course, you have to be a member. And so people from the outside may not see what is going on as a member. And why did you join up with Take Back Eureka?
I originally joined because I saw the Lost Coast Outpost feature that was done on the meeting they were having at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates a few months ago. And I joined because I was a concerned citizen and I was listening to what people are saying and I wanted to hear more of their ideas.
So when you did join, you told me that you started seeing somewhat disturbing posts on their Facebook.
Immediately. Absolutely immediately. The Facebook page was rife with vitriol and hatred and dehumanizing language that had been hinted at the video put on Lost Coast Outpost, people being referred to as parasites and the like. And I've preserved some of those posts for posterity because I think it's really important that people see this.
So who are they specifically talking about when they're talking about parasites?
The primary target of this group are people who are experiencing addiction and homelessness in our community.
Now, there are issues with some people who are drug addicts, but what specifically things are they saying that should happen? Obviously, there should be some kind of interdiction with regard to people who are addicted.
In terms of community organizing, originally they put forward these ideas of we're going to go in the community, we're going to clean up needles. We're going to pick up some needles. And some of the things that they talk about doing besides that are far more extreme. And those are the things that people aren't really hearing at when they show up in public to talk about this stuff.
So let's hear about some of these extreme things.
I have post here in front of me. For the sake of being on radio, I realize there are some words that I can't say, so I will refer to certain words as the F word or the S word if they
That's fine.
Come up. They owe those that pull their own weight respect and common courtesy. We don't get it. The only cure is to purge them. But this sugar-coated, bubble-wrapped, pee-whipped society says we have to give consideration to what they struggle with. They do it to themselves and must be made to contribute or starve to death with no guilt for their passing. We not only don't need them, the world would be better without the financial loss that hard-working people are out there for one reason or another. I see people give money to these worthless subhuman scum, and I want to shake the S out of them, screaming, "Stop enabling them." They go on to say, "I am not part of what they are, and they need to be dealt with, and people who suffer because of worthless, lazy deadbeats can have some peace of mind. Nice people get taken advantage of. Don't be nice. It's okay to be an a-hole. It's not just okay, it's our duty. Turn off your cameras and use force, because that's the only thing that will work. It's illegal, but it's not wrong."
Wow. That is some pretty serious language. Now, this isn't the founders. This is one of your fellow members, correct?
This was someone who was posting to the page. And to post to the page, you must have been let into the group.
Wow.
That post was liked and recognized by a person who actually spoke that night at the video from Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. Yeah. The person in the video, Cornelius Lowenstein, really was a very, very vocal member in the beginning. I've since shied away from the group, but I captured very many of that person, Cornelius Lowenstein's, posts because they were particularly disturbing.
If I recall that video, and I saw that, he was one of the first speakers, and he spoke again.
Yeah, yes. In that video, he actually referred to people in our community as being parasites feeding on hosts. And I have retained some of that person's posts because they were so terrifying to me as someone who has lived in this community for so long. I have a post right here.
Please.
It's time for neighbor militias and citizens' arrests when we see XXX like that going on.
So there are talks of purges, there are talks of citizens' arrests, and I've seen some of these posts as well. I know there is some talk about camps, rounding people up and putting them in concentration camps.
Yes. In fact, some of that rhetoric also came from Cornelius Lowenstein. He's also said similar things about trans and queer people in our community, that he thinks that undesirables should be rounded up and removed from our communities.
So keep in mind, people, this is a service group, and we're not saying that anyone who is associated with this group is a racist or a bad person, but there are a lot of people who are racists that are associated with this group, and you may want to think twice about being part of this.
Here is another post where Cornelius Lowenstein says, and these are some of the ideas that the group, members of the group, not everybody in the group, but members in the group, did show approval for. Private security. Them documenting and preventing, calling cops, repeat offenders in the area, get stay-away orders, lights in darker spots. Regular people's parades. I don't know what a regular people's parade is and who in our town isn't regular and doesn't get to be part of our community, but they apparently have an idea.
That sounds like sort of an anti-pride parade or something like that.
It does sound oddly like some kind of group of people who think that they're the normal people and that certain people don't belong in our community and should not be here. It's sort of stuff like that that made me really frightened and not want to be a part of this.
Well, I really appreciate you actually taking the time to talk with us about this, because this is information that is not being talked about in the community. As I mentioned before, we all know that there is Klan activity here in Humboldt County. There are other hate groups, of course. Now, this is not to say that Take Back Eureka is a hate group, but it seems to be, at least looking at these different posts here, kind of a conduit for a lot of hate speech.
It does. The language that comes out when people think that they are behind closed doors and when they feel like the community belongs to a certain group, it's actually really common. Things like neighborhood watches sound really friendly, and it sounds like, don't you want to watch your community? Don't you want to watch your neighbors?
Sure.
But there's a long history of that in this country being tied to white supremacy, and undesirable elements usually mean people who are already considered less than in our society.
So one of the things that you talked about is that one of the founding principles of Take Back Eureka was to clean up needles that were found on the streets of Eureka. That sounds like a very good thing to do. But there seems to be some actual targeting of the group Hatcher, which is involved in harm reduction here in Humboldt County. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, folks in the group are, I do have to say, gunning for Hatcher. They're not a day goes by where there isn't vitriol and hatred spewed about Hatcher and the folks involved with it, and everything from denouncing any sort of harm reduction, supporting science. There's a lot of social science and research that goes into the idea that harm reduction is really important for flint communities, and they not only smear Hatcher and everybody associated with it, they also really question any sort of scientist, social scientist, expert, or politician, anybody who supports crime reduction as being fake news, to be honest.
Harm reduction is fake news, is what they're saying?
Not literally in those words, but that it's propaganda or an agenda or it's a lie. There are many posts on this page about conspiracies that Hatcher is conspiring with politicians, that Hatcher, you know, we need to follow the money with Hatcher, who's funding Hatcher, that Hatcher is trying to entice children to use hypodermic needles to insert drugs so that they have a clientele base. That is what is being posted in the last few days on this site.
Wow. Now, the thing is, Hatcher is involved in needle exchange. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, now, needle exchange should also help with needle waste on the streets. If you're exchanging a needle, obviously you're not going to be dropping it in the street, and also you're not going to be passing on any diseases by sharing needles, correct?
Correct. And as far as I've been able to find, because they were all talking about Hatchers, so I looked them up, they do needle cleanups too.
Well, later on today, at 4 o'clock, Amy is going to be talking with folks from Hatcher, and I'm sure that she'll probably bring that up. So thanks for mentioning that. We were talking a little bit off air. You were saying that Cornelius Lowenstein, one of the bigger contributors to Take Back Eureka's Facebook, has so many things that you questioned. You actually looked at his public Facebook page to see if there was something on that.
Yes, Cornelius Lowenstein has a lot of public Facebook posts, which may change after this airs. Let's get back to the problem at hand. How to rein in and extinguish the heroin epidemic and meth freaks. Rehab, a junkie reservation, aka internment camps, or tags on toes. Being a fairy is just as delusional as thinking someone is a different gender than the one they were born with. A mental disorder, schizophrenia on steroids, or meth. Poor victims of their own beliefs, no sympathy, compassion for their lost souls, but no sympathy for their bleeped up heads.
Well, this is not a hate group, but there is a lot of hate being spoken there.
And posts on plenty of other pages that have really similar sentiments. So while some of the rhetoric has been dialed back on Take Back Eureka, you can actually find Cornelius Lowenstein posting on other pages that are very similar and focused in Humboldt, things that have, some of them have a veneer of let's take care of our community, and some of them are just outright trying to film people without homes existing, or, you know, calling themselves Operation Safe Streets Eureka is, I believe, another page that he was on, and they try to get drones to follow. They have drones, and they try to film people without houses simply existing, and these videos are sort of put up in this voyeuristic way of being like, look how disgusting these people are. And some of the rhetoric on those pages are very inflammatory.
Wow. All you can say to that is, wow. That is amazing.
Here's another post from a member with a response from Cornelius. Pain teaches lessons that stay. Group together and patrol the streets, and when camps are found, run them off in force and numbers at night when they are sleeping. Bright lights and loud noise is legal, and they will leave to find another place. But follow them and don't give them any breaks. They will leave and word will spread. Until it's legal to purge them, harassment is the only option. But who will sacrifice their time as concerned citizens and stick with it? And how many will support vigilantes who do what cops can't? Cornelius responds, equal rights under one flag. That being said, a society must cleanse itself from predators, aka sociopaths and dysfunctional abusers, as a way of self-preservation. Everything else would be collective insanity and suicide, a new mental disorder of the political correct.
I think a lot of people who have joined up with Take Back Eureka agree with the idea that cleaning up the city is a good thing, but this kind of rampant vigilantism is, I don't think, what most people realize is what is going on behind the scenes. And that is why today we're bringing this to the forefront. People really need to know. And the only way you do get to know is if you are part of it, as you have been.
Yeah, I understand that times are really hard in our society. People are suffering. A lot of people are suffering. People are afraid of the future. People are afraid what's going to happen in the next 4 to 8 years. But that doesn't mean we allow hate to cloud our vision of who belongs in our community and who doesn't. We do not become the next town with tiki torches showing up in the middle of our streets saying that some people need to be purged for the good of others. That couldn't be a part of that.
Can't blame you. And I think we're going to have to wrap it there. Our Stop the Violence, Serve the Healing campaign will continue. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Bailey is going to be talking with Roger Wang on microaggressions. And then coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Amy is going to be talking with members from the group Hatcher, who have, as we mentioned, been targeted by some members of Take Back Eureka. This conversation will be up at khum.com. You can look on just the main page and also look on the features page as well, and we'll be populating that as the campaign continues.